Hello and welcome to another edition of Teaching English is Fun, the podcast for teachers by teachers. This is Jim, your host, and today we're going to talk about Would You Rather for English conversation class. You can follow along if you go to teachingenglishisfun.com. You can just search for rather or would you rather, and this page should pop up. I'll also put a link in the show notes so that you have those for you. This is a fun activity and a rather great class that I discovered while working in Korea. Over the years, I've collected a vast list of these, but to keep this page from being too long, I'll just post a few of the best ones I have found. Would You Rather is actually a collection of crazy questions, and I've even seen a game that is available if you'd like to buy it. For me, it is a great chance to ask completely ridiculous questions that your students have never heard of before and see how they answer. It's also an excellent chance to see if they can think outside of the box with their answers. And it gives students an opportunity to practice using rather and prefer to explain their choices. You may want to first have a class actually on the grammar of rather and prefer to before actually beginning this, and use this as kind of a fun chance to practice what they've learned in class. I recommend doing a few of these with your class just to get the ball rolling, and then have them break into small groups of either three or four so they can get more student talk time and you can watch the fun. I usually just hand out a sheet with all of these printed on it, but some other ways you can do this is you can make up your own cards for the class and laminate them and then have students just choose questions randomly. It's all up to your energy, your material level, and your, the amount of time that you have to do that. Well, let's go ahead and go on to the questions. First, though, let's take a quick break from our sponsor and I'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Let me just go ahead and go over some of these questions. For your students out there, you can actually listen to these questions and try to answer them and stop it after you hear it. Or for teachers, you can also use this as kind of a listening practice for your students. And I mentioned that before on some of my other podcasts. That's a way that I kind of have students practice, where I will actually record me asking questions, even though I'm the one in class. But having them listen to a recording and try to answer from that is actually a lot more challenging than having them watch me, watch my lips, watch my body language, and trying to guess the meaning of what I'm saying than just hearing a recording. And it's especially good for students who may have to be working on the phone someday, talking to people from other countries where they can't actually see them face to face. So it's a good little practice. All right, well, let's go ahead and go through these right here, and I may be able to go over just a few of these to explain them or possibly change them if need be. All right, number one right here. Well, these are would you rather conversation questions for English class. Would you rather be ugly and poor, be ugly and poor and good, or be pretty, rich, and mean? I have to change that up. The way that's written is poor English on my English site. So anyway, the way that question should go is, would you rather be ugly, poor, and good, or pretty, rich, and mean? And I will change that post-haste. Number two, would you rather be 3 feet tall or 9 feet tall? And for you guys who are teaching overseas, I recommend before you give this to your students to find out what feet is in centimeters so that you can tell them what that is in centimeters, just so you don't spend all day trying to explain 3 feet and 9 feet. Number three, would you rather watch Twilight or watch Harry Potter? And of course, Twilight and Harry Potter, I think those are famous enough that almost everybody should know what those are. You can always switch that up with some other movies, any movies that are like out right now, you can go ahead and switch those, or TV shows that are famous where you're teaching. All right, number four. These next couple ones get a little dark. Would you rather die without knowing or know you're going to die? So, for example, you just die suddenly, or you know that you're going to die soon, right? Which one would be preferable? All right, and number five. This one is really dark, and I apologize. In class, it's not so bad because my students know me. And I was teaching a group of military soldiers, so that's one of the reasons that I picked this one, by the way. Would you rather kill an enemy soldier with a rifle from far away or look him in the eyes as you stab him? Very dark one, but just remember, I was teaching soldiers my last job over in Korea, so that one kind of fit my audience there. You can always take these out or change these up if you feel they're maybe not appropriate. If you're teaching children, I definitely would not put number five. And also, if you're teaching children, you can always make these a lot easier. All right, number six. Would you rather be able to fly or be invisible? Number seven. Would you rather it be winter forever or summer forever? Yeah, I think summer would be much better. Number eight, would you rather have a third eye in the middle of your head or a horn in the middle of your head? That's a weird one. Number nine, if you had to be an animal, would you rather live in the ocean or on the land? So if you could be an animal that lived in the water or an animal that lived on the land, which one would be better and why? Number 10, would you rather be richer or more attractive? Number 11, would you rather be blind or be deaf? So you can't see or you can't hear, which would be better? And number 12, this one may be getting old. I'm not sure whether everybody knows this guy, but would you rather fight Mike Tyson or talk like him? You know, as Mike Tyson can talk like this. Why are you making fun of my voice? Anyway, so you may hear some of that right there. So just select what you will. All right, number 13, would you rather have a beautiful house and ugly car, or an ugly house and beautiful car? Mm-hmm. I know some people who've chosen the second one. Would you rather always have to say everything on your mind or never speak again? Mm-hmm. Would you rather be gossiped about or never talked about at all? I think that was, I think it's from an old Oscar Wilde quote. Oscar Wilde says, the worst thing to be than being gossiped about is not having anyone talk about you at all. All right, number 16. Would you rather forget who you were or forget who everyone else was? Number 17. Would you rather have one wish granted today or three wishes granted in 10 years? It's kind of like the marshmallow, I think, you know, selecting your marshmallow. If you, they did studies with successful children, and the ones who wanted the marshmallow right now, rather than 10 marshmallows a little bit later, they were normally the ones who were more successful if they waited, if they could put off that and seeing the gain in the future. Number 18, would you rather be rich and with an unhappy job or make less money with a job you like? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of teachers choose the second one. point in case. Number 19, would you rather have a mansion in the middle of nowhere or an apartment with 10 friends? I think I would choose the first one. And by the way, a mansion, if you're in a foreign country and listening to this, that's kind of a, like a big, big house with lots of rooms. And anyway, just think about like a rich person's estate, $1 million house, or these days maybe a $2 or $3 million house would be a mansion. All right, number 20. Would you rather be stranded on an island alone or with someone you hate? So you have two choices. You can be on that island all by yourself, or there is another person on the island, but it's somebody that you hate, which would be better. All right, and 21. Would you rather find true love or $1 million? I asked my wife that the other day, and she said, well, I already found true love, so give me the $1 million. All right, 22. Would you rather bake cookies in cooking class or do art projects in art class? That's kind of an interesting one. And then 23 and 24, students can write in their own ones right there. You can actually have more than that. These are quite a lot, I mean, for a class, especially if your students explain their reasons and talk about them. I think that this should be plenty to talk about for class, especially if you've gone over the grammar of this beforehand and you kind of have them explain it and kind of teach them some ways that they can talk about that. All right, and these are just a few of my favorites that I had. The best thing, as I said before, is to go over I'd rather and I'd prefer and use this as a chance for students to get in some good practicing. In fact, I posted on my webpage here at teachingenglishisfun.com, I posted somebody else's video, and she kind of goes through and talks about that. So I thought that was just a good little refresher, something that you guys can use. Unfortunately, I don't have any videos with that right now, nor do I have any real grammar lessons. I do a few small parts, but I haven't done a lot. Maybe I'll add some of those later for the students. All right. Well, just remember that fun is just a side effect of learning. Right? This lesson hopefully will be a nice break from any books or grammar that you might be studying. But the great thing is that your students will still be learning. Not only will they be learning, but they'll be reinforcing the skills that they've gained from their previous lessons. So the best part is that students can contribute to this activity as well. As I said before, right? You know, first they may find it a little challenging. They may balk at that, but you'll soon find them creating their own questions and having fun doing it. And you can actually kind of simplify it, right? You know, would you rather drink beer or wine, right? Would you rather have a cat as a pet or a dog as a pet? So you can have very simple questions like those. And I didn't include those on here, but I included some more unusual, strange questions because, of course, that's the way I am. So anyway, well, until next time, have fun. Why? Because teaching English is fun, and I will talk to you all next time.